How many of you have had a chance to co-create a business proposal with your prospective client? Sounds good, right? Yes, when you co-create a business proposal with your prospective client, the chances of closing are very high because the client has ideas of their own. They are looking forward to co-create a solution which will meet their needs or requirements. So you have to navigate this collaborative journey successfully, and that is what we are going to explore today. Hey, you are listening to Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Savita Hosamani. We at Dream 100 Business Show are on a mission to help business owners to move to the next level in their personal and business journey by helping them to make smarter decisions. In this show, we decode what goes on in the minds of successful business owners during challenging times and how they converted their dreams into profitable products or services. So today we are going to explore the strategies, insights, and tips to help you succeed in the world of business. We are diving into the art of co-creating a business proposal with your prospective client. Whether you are a seasoned entrepreneur or just starting out, these tips will help you to forge strong partnerships and increase your chances of success. So let's get started. The first and foremost tip is that understand your client's needs. For us, it may seem obvious, but truly understanding your client's needs is the foundation of a successful business proposal. For this to happen, take time to listen, ask questions, and empathize with their challenges. The more you know about their goals and pain points, the better you can tailor your proposal to meet their specific needs. Second, research and gather information. Before you even draft your proposals, conduct a thorough research on your client's industry, their competitors, and the market trends. You can use this information to demonstrate your expertise and also showcase to the client that you have invested time in understanding their business landscape. Third, have a collaborative brainstorming session. You have to schedule a brainstorming session with your client to generate ideas, share insights, and align your visions. This collaborative approach not only strengthens your relationship, but it will also ensure that the proposal reflects both the parties' perspectives. Fourth, clearly define goals and objective. Clarity is key. Clearly define the goals and objectives of your proposal. What is it that you aim to achieve and how will you measure your success? Presenting a well-defined roadmap will instill confidence in your client and expectations of this progressive partnership. Tip 5 is that you can showcase your USP. What is it that you can bring to the table? Clearly articulate it. Highlight your strengths, your expertise, and how your solution will address the client's specific challenges. Make it easy for them to see why choosing your proposal will be the right decision. And the sixth tip is that tailor your proposal format. What I mean by this is that style your proposal to match your client's preferences, whether they prefer a detailed document or a concise presentation. Adapting to their communication style enhances the overall co-creation experience. Tip 7 is that you will have to provide a realistic timeline. Time is money, and clients appreciate realistic timelines. So include the key milestones and deadlines. Be transparent about potential challenges and how you plan to address them. so that this builds a sense of trust and reliability. The eighth tip is that keep your lines of communication open. Communication is the glue that holds successful partnerships together. So establish open lines of communication right from the beginning and always encourage feedback, address their concerns promptly, and keep them informed throughout the proposal process. The ninth tip is that be flexible and willing to adjust. Flexibility is a virtue in business. Be open to adjustments and modifications based on your client's feedback. A willingness to adapt shows that you prioritize their needs and you are committed to a collaborative, mutually beneficial relationship. The 10th tip is that follow up and seek feedback. After you submit your proposal, don't just sit back and relax. Follow up. Schedule a meeting to discuss the proposal itself so that you can answer all their objections, which will erupt as questions, and they will be looking to the feedback. This post-submission engagement will reinforce your commitment to collaboration, and it will position you as a partner who is invested in their success. So, co-creating a business proposal is a dynamic process that requires collaboration, communication, and a deep understanding of your client's needs. By following these 10 tips, you will not only enhance your proposal, but you will also strengthen the foundation for a successful business partnership. Thank you for tuning into the 126th episode of Dream 100 Business Show. And if you found this episode useful, share it with any of your fellow business entrepreneurs or your business friends. And do write in to share on the topics that you would like us to address in our forthcoming episodes. So until next time, happy co-creating. Thank you so much for being a wonderful listener. And as usual, we are always waiting to hear from you. Thank you so much.